This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A coalition of organisations dedicated to the health and human rights of LGBTIQ communities has developed a New South Wales election questionnaire and called on all major parties and independents to complete it. The New South Wales Election 2023 Candidates Questionnaire consists of 39 commitments to improve the human rights, health and safety of people in LGBTIQ communities. Sydney's new LGBTIQ museum, Qtopia, has announced the appointment of its queer curatorial team in the lead-up to its February opening. Queer curators, artists and archivists Jackie North and Liz Bradshaw will lead the exhibitions at the Bandstand in Green Park and the Red Room at the National Arts School. With over 25 years of experience, North will act as museum experience designer and curator for the Green Park Bandstand, and Bradshaw will be in charge of the curation of Ward 17 South, Australia's first dedicated HIV/AIDS unit that was located at St. Vincent's Hospital. A trans and gender diverse swim event being held at Cook and Phillip Park Pool in Sydney CBD has been given a date to go ahead. The event will take place on Saturday the 28th of January next year, inviting all members of the trans and gender diverse community to take part in a safe swimming evening hosted at the local pool. The open swim held for the gender diverse community was first investigated by the City of Sydney Council in May following the success of the events held in the Inner West. Yarra Trams, which runs the tram network in Melbourne, has unveiled the winning design for its All Aboard Rainbow Pride tram ahead of Midsummer Festival 2023. Local Victorian artist Marco Penakia's design was announced as the winning entry after a statewide competition and public vote. The All Aboard Rainbow Pride tram will run across Melbourne CBD and the inner city suburbs on routes 5, 6, 16 and 72. Acting Chief Executive Adele McCarthy said, "I'm proud that Marco's stunning mural will feature on one of our trams throughout 2023, and I hope it brings joy and pride to Melbourne's rainbow communities whenever they see it." And the Community and Public Sector Union and Civil Service Association has announced they will offer access to gender affirmation leave for their staff, and they encourage other employees to follow suit. Following internal staff bargaining throughout the last few months, the new CSA Staff Agreement 2022 will now offer employees access to 6 months of leave, of which 4 weeks is paid leave to affirm their gender. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Norwich City's queer supporters group, the Proud Canaries, with the backing of English professional football club Norwich City, is raising money to commission and install a statue to commemorate Justin Fashanu, Britain's first openly gay professional football player. Fashanu ended his life, aged 37, in 1998, as homophobia took its toll after announcing he was gay to the British tabloids. The statue is to be a symbol of courage, with British actor Stephen Fry supporting the campaign.
Along with lovers of football around the world, I think it's time to celebrate Justin for what he did and what he represents.
The governing body of figure skating in Canada, Skate Canada, is advancing their Skating for Everyone initiative by updating the definition of team for pair and ice dance teams. The podium pathway definition of team is now revised to a team consists of two skaters, enabling ice dance or pairs competing domestically to be composed of any two athletes. Four athletes made history by competing in the inaugural non-binary event at the USA Cycling Cyclocross National Championships. Summer Newlands took out the title, with fellow athlete Sam Hansen saying they refuse to race as someone they are not anymore in a race full of people, not of their gender. And Big Bash cricket team, the Perth Scorchers, are strengthening their commitment to advancing inclusion, diversity and equality with a second Perth Scorchers Pride match on the 4th of January against the Sydney Thunder at Optus Stadium. The match celebrates the journey of LGBTQIA+ players, fans and officials of the game. Pride Working Group Player Ambassador Matilda Carmichael explains.
As a team, we welcome everyone. We want to see everyone's differences because that's what makes a team great.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.